Watch, US sound mostly silent again during national anthem at World Cup match. By Paul Bois on July 26, 2023. A majority of the U.S. women's national team was mostly silent for the second time during the national anthem at their World Cup match against the Netherlands. While a select few players had hands over their hearts and were seen singing to themselves, the majority remained stoic with their hands behind their backs throughout the Star-Spangled Banner. Alex Morgan, Julie Ertz and Lindsay Horan were again among those who did sing along, but most of the 11 stood silently for the national anthem, noted the New York Post. This continues the national team's long-held feelings towards the anthem, as Megan Rapinoe has knelt during the song since 2016, saying during the last World Cup that she would never sing or put her hand over her heart again, it added. Take a look. Contrast this with the Dutch team singing the Netherlands national anthem Wilhelmus in unison at the beginning of the match. As Breitbart News reported, a large portion of the U.S. women's national team stood silently during the match against Vietnam last week. Meanwhile, the Vietnamese players all held their hands over their hearts and sang enthusiastically during the playing of Tien Quan Ca. The Vietnamese anthem, which translates to Song of a Marching Army, said the report. The display garnered some backlash from corners of conservative media, saying it was indicative of the U.S. women's national team's disrespect for the nation. I really do believe their version of what a feminist is, what it means to be an empowered woman, at least as an American woman, means you need to hate your country. It means to go out on the national stage and embarrass yourself and your country by not singing the national anthem, said Megyn Kelly. For several of them, not even holding their hands over their hearts when the national anthem played, that was a bridge too far, she added. They couldn't be bothered to actually place their hand on their heart as the national anthem played, as they stood out there representing you and me and the country and our military and people who have given their lives for the country that they represent. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.